It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad to have you all here with me. I hope you all are enjoying this time leading up to Thanksgiving. I'm so excited about this. I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, Doc Bill.
It's one of my favorite holidays, too. It's about meeting good friends. It's about spending time with the loved ones that you like, and it's also about food.
And it's also about travel, too. So it ties in really well with what we talk about all the time, because a lot of times we're traveling, maybe not very far, but that's still travel. It's still a road trip, you know, to visit family, usually going to mom's house or to grandmother's house or some relative's house for dinner. Either they're coming to our house for dinner. So it's usually some type of travel activity that's included with it. But, you know, when you think about Thanksgiving, there's so many traditions and things that stand out in your mind and also in your heart of things that you do that are just what makes Thanksgiving really special. So what about, do you have any things that are traditions or things that stand out in your mind of things that you've done in the past?
Well, it's always a good time to get together with family, whether, you know, with friends, family, your parents, grandparents, everyone together at one setting and being thankful for what you have. And then again, it's, you know, one of the times when this country got together and had its first Thanksgiving dinner. And you've got to think about that. You know, you had these two different worlds meeting and, you know, set up and put in place something which brought about one of the greatest countries in the world. And that's a unique American holiday. And I think it's something that's kind of neat.
Well, I too like the eating part of it. And when I think back over really all of the Thanksgivings that I've had, they seem to always be around family and friends coming together, whether we are going out to Los Angeles, as we usually do, to visit our friends out there and having the opportunity to really spend time with their family and, you know, catch up with all the things we've done throughout the year and see them. But one of the favorite things that I have, or maybe I should say that I really enjoy about our going out there, is when we go and we feed the hungry and take meals to people who are either shut in because of handicaps that they may have or illnesses, and we take food to them. I really enjoy that.
I think it's good. Some people, they don't get much contact with other people, and you coming there and bringing them that meal, you know, it helps them. It brings back memories and having that little chance to sit with someone and enjoy that experience. And it also brings back into us the things that we're thankful for. When you go and you share your time with somebody else, it makes you be reflective on remembering what you're thankful for. And, you know, that would be called in the Jewish tradition would be a mitzvah, doing something that's for somebody or somebody that's just good out of the fact that they're a human being and it's something that you should give back.
And you're not expecting anything in return. So you're doing these things for the goodness of it, but you're not necessarily saying, well, you know, if I do this favor, then that means that I have good karma, that I hear a lot of people saying, I have good karma, something good will come back to me. But it's really about just doing something good because it's a good thing to do.
And that's right.
So I really enjoy that. But, you know, also, too, one Thanksgiving dinner, and we don't do this all the time, but my sister had us go around the table and say what we're thankful for. And I thought that that was really a nice touch to add to Thanksgiving dinner, because when you look around the table, the last time we were there for Thanksgiving was a whole year. So when you think about your year and your life in that year, there are a lot of things that we can look at and say that we're thankful for.
Well, Thanksgiving is a place for the moment and is forever, because there'll be time you sit at that table and you have loved ones around you. There'll be a Thanksgiving in the future that they may not be there. So it's that time to really take advantage of the moment and enjoy and live the moment.
Well, I agree with you. And that is probably the first thing that we should be thankful for, is that everyone is there at the table, because you're right. You don't know if the next Thanksgiving, the next Christmas, or even the next day or the next week, if those loved ones will all be there where they are today.
Yeah, that's true. So whether you're doing local traveling or you're traveling to some other place, you know, to keep yourself safe. We'll talk about certain things in this show to give little tips to make traveling easier. And again, things to enjoy yourself, the food aspect of it, traveling with good food, make sure the food stays healthy and there's no problems with that.
Well, you know, that's a good idea, because one of the things that I enjoy doing for Thanksgiving is bringing a dish. And you know how much I love to make my cream corn. Do you have a favorite one?
Probably the bird or the ham. You know, and I learned a friend of mine who's from Cherokee taught me how to do a good ham in a bag, and that was neat. Taking a brown bag and then baking a ham in a brown bag, and that was kind of an old Southern mountain tradition. Is kind of neat.
Ham in a bag?
Just using a regular bag, some butter and a little bit of preserves and some type of stock or soda. It worked pretty well.
So like Coca-Cola? I've heard of Coca-Cola. Or
ginger ale.
Okay.
Either one of those work well.
Sprite or ginger ale.
Right.
And then you put it in the bag and you bake it right there in
the
bag?
You bake it in the bag. You staple the bag shut. You bake it in the bag. But you make sure you get a ham that has a bone in it. And it works really well because a ham with a bone in it gives way more flavor than a ham that doesn't have a bone in it.
And does that also hold the consistency of the ham, too?
It holds the ham better. It works better. And also, at the end of the process, you can take that bone and make yourself a good soup, some beans with it as well the next day or so.
Now, that's a really good Thanksgiving tradition, are the leftovers for the next day, some of all the great meals and things that you can make from that. And we're going to talk about Black Friday, which is, of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving, when we all want to go shopping. And that's another great tradition that's a big one of mine, because I already have the family and everyone there, so we can go out and we can go shopping. But before we go shopping, those leftovers are really a great idea as well. So do you ever do any leftover type things with, say, the turkey, like maybe turkey sandwiches?
You can take some leftover turkey and make salads. I like making turkey sandwiches and pouring over them some of the gravy after the sandwiches are made. That's something that's really nice to do. Again, the turkey, when it's leftover, can be used in a lot of different ways. And again, you can also make a turkey meatloaf with it. A lot of things you can do with the turkey once it's done.
Well, you know, that's a great time for a staycation. We are always talking about staycations and making a vacation or making travel really all about things to do at home. So have those turkey sandwiches, and I say camp out in front of the TV and watch a couple of movies that you have the whole family there.
And it's very easy to have. I mean, to this day and age, you can even buy a Thanksgiving dinner cheaper than it would sometime to buy everything individually and making it, whether you go to a supermarket or someplace. So it's something that's always good to have. And if you don't want to do that, you know, pick up the phone, call a friend or family member. People love to have friends over for Thanksgiving. And if you don't want to do that, there are a lot of places that are looking to need volunteers to help give food to those who can't do it for themselves.
Well, I agree with you. There are a lot of volunteer opportunities out there, and that is another way that you can give back and another way of showing how you are thankful for the things that you have, because there are some people who may not be as fortunate as we are for this particular Thanksgiving. And you never know how the, you know, tables may turn. It might be you or me or someone else that we know and love needing those services as well somewhere down the line.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good time to go to the coast. As the weather gets colder here, it's still warmer on the coast, and you can have, in addition to your turkey, you can have some Georgia shrimp or crabs.
Now, are there any particular Thanksgiving traditions that happen on Sapelo? Any special foods?
It's more community. People do a lot of, they will do grilling. They will. They still have the turkey. And then you also have wild game. You may have people going out and wild boar. Because, again, people, since they're out in the wilderness like that, they will have that incorporated into the regular meal, and people will look forward to things like that. Things like pig feet and some of the entrails we don't think about, but those are making a big comeback in Southern cuisine as well.
They are. They definitely are making a big comeback, as well as Cherokee cooking as well, Cherokee cuisine.
It's definitely coming back, and a lot of people are looking back to see those roots and exactly seeing what used to be something that was quite common, and that's something that's becoming going to be more and more popular on the food scene these days, particularly in Southern cooking, is a reemergence of Native American foods, particularly the influence of food and things from the Cherokee.
Well, and I would say that is truly Southern cooking.
Well, it is. I mean, it definitely is when you think about the South.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's probably a lot of pork in there, my favorite food.
There is, and there's a lot of pork in there, and there's a lot of wild game in there. But remember, a lot of the pork was bartered by the Europeans, the Cherokees. Oh. They were primarily eating bear and deer.
Okay.
But the pork, as it is, they readily adapted to it. A lot of that was brought over by the Europeans.
Well, you know, all of this food talk, we need to talk when we come back. We have to take a break now. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit about traveling with food and keeping it safe and keeping it bacteria-free. So when we come back, I'd love to chat a little bit about that, because everyone will probably be either traveling there with food or coming back home with food. So stay put, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when Thanksgiving is due. Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.